We have begun the great journey of Lent, the great spiritual pilgrimage of 40 days. Last Sunday we went with Jesus into the desert. It was a time of fasting and battling with the devil. In today's gospel, Jesus takes us up a high mountain where he reveals his glory. Now this can come as a bit of a surprise because Lent is a time of prayer and penance and self-denial and care for our neighbor. We don't usually think of Lent as a glorious time. It's a sorrowful time. The glory comes at the end, at the resurrection, not now. So the question is, why do we climb this mountain and get a glimpse of the glory of God today, in the middle of Lent? And the answer is, to put it simply, so that when the journey gets difficult and we're tempted to give up, we can call to mind who we are following and where we're going. We never want to forget that we are following Jesus Christ and he is leading us to heaven. Now, we're not told what was in the minds of the three apostles, Peter, James, and John, when they were climbing up the high mountain. They probably thought it was for a time of prayer, time to get away from the crowds, because mountains in the Bible are very often places of encounter with God. If you've ever climbed a mountain, or even if you've ever climbed a high hill, you can remember what it's like to do that kind of climbing. At the beginning of the journey, or before we even start, the peak seems very far away. It's way up there. It's an attractive idea to climb up there, but it's also a challenging goal, so we start out with hope. I hope I can get to the top. Then along the way, there are moments when the path gets difficult and we get tired and we can't always see the peak. And we wonder, how long is this going to take? It might even enter our heads, will we be able to make it at all? But once we get there, oh, there's a beautiful view of the vast panorama all around. And then there's this wonderful sense of personal accomplishment. But then we have to climb back down again, and the event is over. Well, this event in today's gospel is a little bit different, because on the top of this high mountain, something very different happens. On the way up, Jesus looks to the apostles like an ordinary man, just like themselves, or just like us. But quite suddenly, on the mountaintop, he no longer looks ordinary at all. His face is as bright as the sun. They couldn't even look at it straight into the face. Too bright. Even his clothing was white as light. It's a strange and special event, this sudden change that we see in Jesus. It's a mystical experience. It's a vision. It's a peek into heaven while they were still on earth. Then the sudden presence of Moses and Elijah just confirms that this is an otherworldly event. They show up to talk with Jesus, which shows us that he's no ordinary person. He ranks with the greatest men we've ever known, the representatives of the law and the prophets. And then, to make it even clearer what this amazing vision means, a voice speaks out of a bright cloud. It's the voice of God the Father, who points out that Jesus is not just like Moses and Elijah. He far surpasses even them. What does the Father say? This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. Not only to Moses and Elijah. Yeah, listen to them too, but listen to him. Not only to the old law and to the greatest of the prophets, but listen to him. He's my beloved Son. He's the Son of God. Listen to him. Special instruction straight from the Father. Listen to him. Well, what does he say? In this moment, the apostles are completely overwhelmed. It says here, when they heard the voice, they fell prostrate and they were very much afraid. Jesus came, approached them, touched them, and said, "Rise and do not be afraid." The very first thing he says to them. So the Father says to us, listen to him. And Jesus, once we're listening, Jesus says to us, rise and do not be afraid. Now, since the church recalls this event for us in Lent, let's apply it to our own Lenten journey, because we're not on a mountain somewhere in the Holy Land. We're here in Las Piñas. But we apply it to our Lenten journey, which is symbolic of our whole journey of life. On our journey, on our climb, in our life, we don't always know exactly where we're going. We can't always see where we're going. We get tired. We get distracted. We get tempted. We get frightened. And we can even wonder, why are we on this journey at all? Where are we going and why? The journey of faith is not always easy. In today's first reading, we're told about the very beginning of the faith journey of Abraham. Abraham, the first man to hear and follow the Lord. God said to him, "Go forth from your father's house to a land that I will show you." A very surprising request and quite vague. Where does God want him to go? Just go and I'll show you? The key thing here is not to know all the details, because God doesn't give Abraham many details. He gives him some great promises, but he doesn't tell him how it's going to all come about. So the key thing is not to know all the details. The key thing is to trust in the promises of the one who called him. That's faith. That's faith. Putting our trust in God is faith. Something like what happened to Peter, James, and John, not only walking up the mountain, but when Jesus first called them. Remember, when Jesus first saw them, they were doing their work as fishermen in their boats, and Jesus said, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Well, they didn't know exactly what that meant, but they put their trust in what Jesus said. They put their trust in Jesus himself, and they followed him. And now on the mountain of the Transfiguration, they can see they were right to follow him. He is much greater than they thought, much greater than they could ever have imagined. This is the beloved Son of the Father, shining with glory, brighter than the sun. But following him is difficult at times. This has to be acknowledged. We don't always, in fact, we don't usually see very much glory. We can't stay on top of the mountain. We have to go down, we have to go back to work, we have to live with difficult people, we have to deal with corruption and illness and sin, including our own sins. It's a difficult journey. I know this is a children's mess, but married people know very well that it's a difficult journey, because there's something comparable in marriage. At the beginning of marriage, there's great joy and great hope. We really want to live together for the rest of our lives. But somewhere along the way, it does get difficult. It does. And then the challenge is to persevere in the difficulties, and to persevere in love, and to grow through the process. Well, anyway, the journey of life is like that. It necessarily includes suffering. It's not just a matter of following him. It's a matter of taking up our cross and following him. Jesus said this many times. And as we know, Lent is leading up to this other mountain, the mountain of the crucifixion, Mount Calvary, the hill of the cross. So the challenge before us in Lent and in life is to persevere when the journey gets difficult, in times of doubt and fear, in opposition, persecution, division, pain. When we can't see any glory, when we can't see God, when we can't make any sense of what's going on, it's difficult. What are we supposed to do? Well, one thing we're supposed to do is recall our real destination is not only the cross, but what comes after the cross, resurrection. eternal life. God didn't create us to die. He created us to live and to live forever. He's the Lord of life. So that's one thing we are to recall when we recall the Jesus on the mountain. And then the other thing we are to recall when we weaken or when we're afraid is the words of the Father. Listen to him. Listen to him. And what does he say? He says, rise and do not be afraid. Rise and do not be afraid. Don't remain beaten down by the difficulties along the journey. Rise, because I'm giving you the strength to rise. In the second reading, it said, bear your share of the hardships that the gospel entails with the strength that comes from God. Yes, bear your share of the cross. So whether we're at the very beginning of our journey, like some of the children, the young people, whether we're beginning any new journey full of hope like Abraham, or whether we're at a high point like the three apostles on the mountaintop, or whether we're at a low point, beaten down by trials and by our own weaknesses, the answer is still the same, Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He not only shows us the way, he is the way. He is the beloved Son of the Father. Listen to him. So we go back to the question I asked at the beginning. Why do we climb the mountain and glimpse the glory of God on this second Sunday of Lent? And the answer is because when the journey gets difficult and we're tempted to give up, we can call to mind who we are following and where we're going. We never want to forget that we are following Jesus Christ the Lord, and he is leading us to heaven.